This is a microphone check. Oh, it looks like it's working, but let's see everyone. All right, so the microphone check was working. Listen, guys, I would like to welcome you to Born on a Sunday podcast. Today, we're doing the mic check, okay? I know the DJI mic comes with a little lace frontal. I put the lace frontal on, seeing what the effects of that is going to be for today. But while I'm mic checking, let's go ahead and do a little podcasting as well, too. All right, let's get into it. What a week. What a week. What a week. Now, this week has really been a struggle for me. It's been a lot going on this week. And although I am choosing to move slow and choosing to stay home with a lit candle, watching a couple of TV shows, cooking, you know what I'm saying? I'm okay. But I'm still choosing to be in this bubble, right? Just to be in this, you know, this bubble for today. And with everything that went on this week, although it was nothing that I did wrong, the question still remains, Chelsea, who are you afraid to be? And I asked that question because in this situation, I feel like I've been dealing with in a disrespectful situation for so long, even to the point to where it's starting to bleed over within my children. And it's different parts of this situation. Same pie, just different pieces. And it's like, you know, it's just so much disrespect to the part where it's like Thanksgiving. You get you a slice of pie or you get you something. And whoever cooked the yams didn't make them as syrupy as they need to be. So now they really soupy and they're being very disrespectful. So now it's starting to affect the things that you don't want your yams to touch. Okay, yams and dressing, cool. Hey, for me, yams and mac and cheese. Cool. But yams and greens? Yams and fish? I don't want my fish soggy. I want my fish fried hard. So this is just, you know, this ain't the contemporary type Thanksgiving. So get your mind out of that because I know you was thinking that them yams is going to hit that ham. It's going to be, ooh, now that's good. Now that's a good mixture. But I'm talking about uncontemporary Thanksgiving, fried fish with all the regular sides. You know, we just can't get too crazy. Okay. We ain't going to jump out the box on them or nothing like that. But this is my Thanksgiving. So imagine it like that. That's just metaphorically speaking, give you a better idea. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Okay. So just like that, it's just disrespectful and it bleeds over to finally, I normally would be like, okay, well, I'm going to correct the yams. But now I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to put the yams in a certain bowl. And just moving away from the rest of my food. Okay, just move the yams. Get the yams out of here. You know, we still going to eat the yams. It's just going to be in a different bowl. Not to saying that the yams is still me eating the disrespect, but the fact that I decided not to allow the yams to touch the rest of my food, even though as much as I like it to mix with certain food, but if it touched that one food, that fish, it's a boundary. So I've created a boundary. So it kind of brings me to the question of Chelsea, who are you scared to be? And have you gotten so used to this disrespectful place and it's coming at every angle in your life, it seems like? Have you gotten used to this disrespectful place to where now disrespect is your portion? Like dysfunction, it has added to like the dysfunctional cycle of what you are used to. Like, and because of that disrespect, like, what is it that you're not respecting yourself enough to move forward and take yourself to the next level? What are you scared of? So I'm asking you today, friend, like, what are you scared of that's going to take you to the next level? Because whatever you are afraid of that scares the hell out of you, that's what you need to be trying to conquer. That right there. Whatever scares you controls you. Take control of the fear. Get a hold of it. Ride it like a bull. Into the new part and the new, into the sunset of your new life. You're afraid of transforming your body. You're afraid of transforming your life. It's crazy. Like the way that like people can manipulate your mind to think within the manipulation that they have provided. It's crazy. It's like they have manipulated your mind to think within the pastures of the manipulation. Like that's it. It's gated. Like your mind, you can't think outside of this because the manipulation is now affecting you. And you feel like that's the only result. Like this is it for me. And when you try to dream outside of the manipulated concept or the manipulated multiplication that people have given to you, number one, you figure out you ain't that good at math. Number two, you try to think outside of it and you just can't. I just cannot see what God has for me or who God wants me to be because I'm so close to the manipulation. I'm so close. I feel the warmth of it and I'm comfortable with it. I'm truly comfortable with it. You're scared to transform to the new version of yourself because you don't know what it is that you gonna lose. You feel me? You don't know what type of friends you gonna lose. And really, the crazy part about it is you're scared to even know what it is that you're gonna gain. Too much is given, much is tested. Yeah, that's what we hear people say. But God doesn't give us anything that we ain't able to handle. Exceedingly abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's what the word says. So once again, it brings us to the cross or the culture. The culture will tell me, I'm going to use me. The culture will tell me, you're mother four. You have no business driving that type of vehicle. You have no business living in that type of home. You have no business having that type of lifestyle. Struggle, food stamps, housing. That's next. Go stand in these long lines with these annoying children running around with people in front of you and behind you talking on speakerphone. My God, losing their minds in a public place. Go do that. That's what you're here. Yeah. Once you've made your decisions and made your mistakes, this is your category here. Is it though? Word? And because you've been around it for so long, you kind of scared to think anything outside of that. But what scares you right now in this moment is one of the things that's going to unlock the key and take you to the next level. Complete transformation. Completely change your life forever. Are you scared? I know I am. The what ifs always, like, you know, pulls me by the turtleneck. And I be like, wait a minute. Pulls me by my pearls. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't got no, you know. Break the pearls, baby. Go through. Keep going forward. Let the pearls break. Let them fall where they may. Honey, let them fall where they may. But right now, you can't worry about pearls because God has diamonds, jewels, rubies. There's so much more waiting for you. Let the pearls break where they, let them go. Let them pop up. That's me. That's my pearls breaking. Let them go where they need to go. Don't be afraid to be the new you. Don't be afraid to go to the next level. You ain't missing out on nothing, man. You ain't missing out on nothing. Go to the next level. Don't allow the manipulation to keep you into a endless river of multiplication where you ain't gonna be ever able to solve. Get out of it. Get out of it. Because it's leaving you broke. And the people who are manipulating you might not even be in your situation. Okay? But as long as they can keep you where they got you, then they good. Because it makes them look good. Or it makes them look right. I told you that's who she was, bro. I told you that's who she is, girl. Told you she wasn't no good. I told you she wasn't this. I told you she wasn't that. They out here promoting madness about you, and how you operate is based on someone else's manipulation. You're being robbed. Gunpoint. A hero. You got a hit out there for you. Okay? That's basically robbing you of the next level. Allowing you to run into this manipulation and to go circles around the manipulation. I mean, just, it's a never-ending cycle. It's never-ending, 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 never-ending. Anything happens, we always revert back to the manipulation of others. That storyline of manipulation. Daddy said I wasn't going to be nothing because I got 3 baby daddies and 4 children. This is my life. I guess I can't move no further. Why do I got to go back to school? I got to get all these kids in school first before I can go back to school. How am I going to be a business owner? I got to go work and get this check first. I'll never be able to do, you know, to be organized, or ain't nobody going to ever be able to love me. Because I got all these kids. My finances are not together. I'm fat. I gotta change this. I gotta change my hair. I gotta change my makeup routine. Ooh, let me do my nails like this. Let me start dressing like this. Let me change the vault. You changing everything else within the manipulation. Cause it's all a part. It's a part of their game. It's the games people play. Long as they can keep you running in this circle, you looking like a hamster. Like, you just like a replay in a box. Like over and over and over again. While you changing characters, trying to figure out what's the problem. The problem is you allowing somebody to watch you in a box repeat over and over again. So now anything that happens within your life, you refer back to that. Instead of being accountable for it, learning from it, moving on, and increasing your value. You broke. Man don't work, don't eat. A woman that don't work, don't eat. The value is depreciated. But can we move forward to get the value up? Can we get reappraised here? Come on now. Can we reappraise this? Yes, we can. Yes, we absolutely can. Move forward. Stop attaching words. It's working. It's working. It's definitely working. It's a texturizer. It's straightening it out when it needs to be kinked up, curled, and moving forward and growing towards the sky. It's working. The manipulation tactics are working. Some people, most people, have been manipulated for years. You've been manipulated for years. I really love Tamar. I see the manipulation that the family does to her. So when she reacts in the way that they want her to react, now they got proof that she got a problem. But when she speaks upon the manipulation that her family has put her in, nobody wants to hear it because only thing that people are looking at now is the behavior. And trying to say like she's so dramatic, she's so this, she's so that, she's so theatrical. She right though. She's been manipulated. And now she's starting to get out of that. She don't want to be in that narrative no more. She don't want to be manipulated no more. A pimp, Lord forgive, is going to manipulate a hoe. And make her feel like she getting everything she need from him. Everything that she needs is right here. So he manipulates her mind. He tricks her. He places narcissistic tactics on her to make her feel like this is where she has to go. Everything outside of this is wrong. This is it. Some of y'all are being pimped by these people that are manipulating you. And it's been going on for years. It's been happening so long, it's second nature to you. But as the world turns, you listening right now. So what that tells me is, I'm talking to you right now. I'm freeing myself right now, speaking to you. We hand in hand. What that means right now, we're looking for out. We're looking to get out this. I want out. I don't want to be in this multiplication of manipulation. I want out. I want out of it. Because we're now diagnosing the situation and saying, I've been manipulated. And either you can, and it's two type of people. Well, it's, let's say two for now. If it changes, then I'll let you know once we get deep in the script. But it's two type of people that know they manipulated. It's the people who know they manipulated and still continue to operate in manipulation. And it's the people who feel like they, we call it, played on your top. It's the people who know that they top been played on and they ain't taking no more. But the people who, even still, if you know your top being played on, you can every now and then go back to the comfort of manipulation and saying, oh, I'm here because of what they told me. Like you're going to continue to try to go. It's almost like a drug. It's an addiction. It's really a victim. It's okay to go back and be like, yeah, I ain't got this because I was told that. And you holding on to that, like you seesawing on that for the rest of your life. And there's so much stuff in the playground you can play on. You can swing, you can slide, you can hopscotch, you can do whatever. You can play in the rocks, but you're seesawing. And you can see so many different opportunities, but you still choose to seesaw. Because a seesaw is something that you need two people with. Now you are codependent on somebody to manipulate you. That's ooh, baby. I think we got off course. But that's good. Now you need to seesaw with somebody to play in your face with. You got the seesaw to go up and down with them and up and down with them, up and down. You scared to get out there and play in them rocks by yourself. Get that shovel and put them rocks in that bucket. You scared to have them knees ashy, huh? You scared to get them hands ashy, huh? You scared to mess up your shoes, huh? You scared to get some of them pebbles in your shoes. You are scared because you are seesawing. No. And even, listen, I'm going to tell you now. Even if after this conversation, if you choose to stay where you at. Even after this conversation, if I choose to stay where I'm at. It's manipulation. We'll never be our full potential. We'll never reach our full potential as long as we allow people. Or really let people go. Like, let's evolve. Part 2, chapter 6. Let's evolve. Forget the people. It's on you now. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated. And once you've been manipulated so long, you start to manipulate yourself. I can't do this because I have 4 children. What are people going to say about me because I got 4 children and 3 baby daddies? Oh, my God. Everybody's looking at me because I got 3 children, 4 children, 3 baby daddies. Oh, my God. Everybody's looking at me because they know I haven't worked. Oh, my God. Everybody's looking at me because this. Oh, my God. These people don't know nothing. These people don't know your business unless you tell them. But because your mind is so warped into the manipulation tactic, now you feel the whole world knows your business and you ain't even open your mouth. The world don't know nothing about you unless you tell them. Okay? I'm gonna ease your mind. It used to be a place, it used to be a time, y'all, where I would walk into a place, my self-esteem and confidence was so low. I would walk into a spot, I mean, just walk in, don't know nobody there. And these people would be having a good time and laughing. And when they would laugh, I was like, oh my God, they're talking about me. They know. I got 4 kids and 3 baby daddies. Girl, these people don't bit more know you than a man in the moon. Hello? And it ended that day with this lady was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. When you came in, you just lit up the whole room. People don't know you. Don't allow your manipulation to be your mask when you go in. Like, don't allow manipulation to mask for you. Mask off. Go in as your the person that you want to be. Even if you got insecure moments in that stuff. Even if you got insecure moments in this new person that you're trying to be, do it anyway. Do it anyway. Trying to be where you need to be. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Change your life. Leave the people alone. It's no one else to be able to blame. It shouldn't be. And look, I ain't saying that them people didn't do you wrong, bro. Like, they did you wrong. Man, they did me wrong. When I tell y'all, Bossip, that's short for Born on a Sunday podcast. When I tell y'all, Bossip Crew, Choir, people have done me so wrong. They have hurt me so bad. I remember my cry to God when I was just about depleted. I got out that shower and I got on the floor and I got on my knees and I cried and I said, Lord, they've hurt me. I repeated it over again. They've hurt me so bad. They hurt me. Man, why you let them hurt me? They've hurt me over and over and over again. In the beginning, I was so mad. I was mad. I was hitting on the concrete floor. My mind playing tricks on me. I was so upset. I was like, oh my God, you let them hurt me. How could you do this? But the more I said it, the more it became reality. The more that my restroom and my knees soaked knees with soap on them became an altar. My tears became an offering. Y'all, when y'all get to the point to where everything is your altar and whatever you have, whatever emotion that you got at that time is your offering. Come on, we about to break through. Shoot, I don't know about you. But that day, they hurt me so bad, God. Like, they've hurt me. How could you allow them to hurt me? After a while, I started to get a comfort. There was a comfort in knowing they hurt me. So I'm not trying to say that people ain't hurt you. Some people out just to get you. Yeah. No one ever told you, dog. Like, oh my God. For real. People are trained, self-trained, self-taught, nasty to hurt you. That's their ministry. I'm telling you, this is what they do. This is what they do. This is what they do. You got to know that there are people in this world that need Jesus more than you. And these types of people, they need Jesus more than you. You got to know that. But then you also have to know that the more you continue to hang on to the hurt that they gave you, and the more you continue to give them credit for that, it's going to stop you from moving forward and rob you of everything that's in the light. Because you're so busy crying in the dark. You're being robbed. You're being robbed by a fool. It ain't even a real gun, baby. No, it's not. It's not. It's like a bottle or something. But they got it in their shirt. But stick it up, stupid. No, you stick it up, dummy. Leave me alone. No, you're being robbed. Move forward. Do not allow nobody to pimp you of your feelings. Don't allow nobody to pimp you. We're not going through the process to get to your promise. Don't let nobody pimp you out your promises. You crazy? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But are you okay? But don't let nobody pimp you out your promise. Okay? Okay. That's enough, Bossip Choir. Once again, my name's Chelsea. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2. My name's Chelsea, and I'm